Easy and Happy English，
轻松快乐学英文。
救恩之声广播中心策划制作。
Welcome, my friend, to Easy and Happy English. I'm Catherine.
亲爱的朋友，你好，欢迎收听轻松快乐学英文。我是 Brad， 中文名字是德瑜。
Do you wish you had more money?
你是不是很希望可以有更多的钱呢？
Is how you handle money a problem in your life?
在你的生活中，你要怎么处理你的金钱是一个问题吗？
Today's scripture is about how we can use money.
今天的经文我们会聊到我们要怎么样来使用我们的金钱。
Our sentence is from Proverbs chapter 3, verses 9 to 10 in the Bible.
我们的经文是在箴言第三章九到十节。
Honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruits of all your crops.Then your barns will be filled to overflowing, and your vats will brim over with new wine.
箴言三章九到十节说，你要以财物和一切出熟的土产尊荣耶和华，这样你的仓房必充满有余，你的酒榨有新酒盈溢。
So let's learn about today's scripture.
我们来仔细听一下这段经文的内容。
Honor the Lord.
一开始说 Honor the Lord, 尊荣耶和华。
Honor, H-O-N-O-R, Honor.
Honor, H-O-N-O-R, 尊荣或是使荣耀 Honor.
Lord.
Lord, 就是耶和华。前面加一个 the Lord, 就是耶和华。Honor the Lord, 尊荣耶和华。
With your wealth, wealth, W-E-A-L-T-H, wealth.
Wealth, 就是财物、财力叫做 wealth, W-E-A-L-T-H, wealth, 要用我们的财物来尊荣耶和华。Honor the Lord with your wealth.
With the first fruits of all your crops.
而且要用一切出熟的土产来尊荣耶和华。这边说 with the first fruits of all your crops.
First fruits. First. F-I-R-S-T. Fruits. F-R-U-I-T-S.I-T-S, first fruits.
First fruits 就是初次收获的这些土产或是产物。First 就是首先的或是初次的。Fruits 就是果实或者是这些收获。First fruits, fruits, F-R-U-I-T-S, first fruits, 初次的收获。
Your crops, crops, C-R-O-P-S, crops.
Crops 就是作物，农作物 crops, C-R-O-P-S. 所以这边说 with the first fruits, 用你的这些初次的收获，从哪里来呢？ Of all your crops, 从你这些作物啊，从你的这个土产里面这些的。出熟的要献给耶和华，要来荣耀尊荣耶和华。
Then your barns will be filled to overflowing.
你的仓房必充满有余。
Barns, B-A-R-N-S, barns.
Barns 就是谷仓 ，B-A-R-N-S， 你的谷仓。Then your barns， 那么呢？Your barns, 你的谷仓就会怎么样呢?
Filled, F-I-L-L-E-D, filled.
Filled, 就是充满, will be filled, 就会被充满、啊、充满什么呢
Overflowing O-V-E-R-F-L-O-W-I-N-G Overflowing
Overflowing 就是满溢或者是溢满出来、啊、O-V-E-R Overflowing F-L-O-W-I-N-G Overflowing 整个满溢出来的所以如果你这样子做的话你的仓房必充满有余 Then your barns will be filled to overflowing
And your vats will brim over with new wine
你的酒榨有新酒盈溢
Vats V-A-T-S Vats
Vats V-A-T-S 就是酒缸或者是酒榨、啊、用这个容器叫做 Vats
Brim over Brim B-R-I-M Brim Over O-V-E-R Over
Brim over 满而溢出来叫做 Brim over B-R-I-M 空格 O-V-E-R Brim over满溢出来了、Your vats 你的酒榨你的酒缸 will brim over 会满溢出来有什么东西满溢出来呢
New wine
New wine 就是新酒你的酒榨酒缸会有新酒满溢出来 New wine 就是新酒
Now let's read the scripture together
好,我们现在跟 Catherine 一起来读这段的经文。
Honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruits of all your crops. Then your barns will be filled to overflowing, and your vats will brim over.With new wine. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 9 to 10.
箴言三章九到十节说，你要以财物和一切出熟的土产尊荣耶和华，这样你的仓房必充满有余，你的酒榨有新酒盈溢。
Now let's have some sharing time.
好，我们现在进入分享的时间。
How can I honor the Lord with my money?
我要如何用钱来尊荣耶和华呢?
If I do so, does this verse mean that I can be wealthier?
如果我这样做，这段经文的意思是说我会变得更有钱吗?
We should honor the Lord with all that we have.
我们应该以我们所有的一切来尊荣耶和华。
That also includes money.
这也包括了我们的金钱。
We should remember to have a good attitude towards money.
我们对金钱要保持一个正确的、好的一个态度。
Money is a tool that the Lord blesses us with.
金钱是上帝祝福我们的一种方式。
He gives us the ability to make money.
上帝给我们能力来赚钱。
However, we should not let the love for money control us.
然而我们不应该让爱钱的心来控制我们。
We can give tithe.
我们可以十一奉献。
Trust him to provide.
相信上帝会供应。
And we should try to help others.
我们也应该试着去帮助别人。
We can ask God for the ability to handle our money wisely.
我们可以向神祷告，求他给我们能力，能够好好的来经营，有智慧的来管理。
If we can take care of the money God has blessed us with, He will bless us more.
如果我们好好的照管、管理 他已经给我们的这些金钱，他就会更多的祝福我们。
So let's read today's scripture one more time.
我们再来读一次今天的主题经文。
Honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruits of all your crops. Then your barns will be filled to overflowing, and your vats will brim over with new wine.
箴言三章九到十节说，你要以财物和一切出熟的土产尊荣耶和华，这样你的仓房必充满有余，你的酒榨有新酒盈溢。
Thanks for listening.
谢谢你的收听。
Talk to you again soon.
我们下回再会咯。